Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out.
St. Louis, Mound City. We are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Hey, good morning, friends. How we doing?
We good?
I think so. Amy, we good?
I think we're okay.
Okay. I got worried.
I heard some bad news.
What's that?
I don't know if this is true, but somebody this very morning told me that it's going to be 70 degrees on Christmas Day.
What?
That's what I said. I said, I don't think that's true.
No,
that's not what
I
heard yesterday.
Hold on. If that's true, I'm going to lose it. Well, okay. The forecast on my telephone goes to Tuesday, and Tuesday it's supposed to be almost 60.
Oof.
So Christmas Day is Thursday.
So I had seen 58 for Christmas Day. And then I was over at KMOV, our fine friends at KMOV yesterday with Leah Hill, the meteorologist.
Yeah.
And she said, well, it's warm, and every time I check, it gets warmer.
Oh, come on, guys. What are we doing?
So I told her I had a lot of issues with that.
All right, so I'm looking at AccuWeather right now. AccuWeather forecast for Thursday, December 25th, 59 degrees. Still too warm.
Still too warm, but it's not 70.
It's 50s all week next week.
Imagine this. You're
Come
in Forest
on,
Park. It's 5:45 in the morning. You're wearing a headlamp because it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
You're running with your buddies thinking I'm starting the day out right. And the first thing your buddy says is, it's going to be 70 on Christmas.
Ugh, gross.
That's a real downer. But hey.
We're not in San Diego. Knock this off.
This isn't San Diego?
Come on.
But you know what? We're glad everyone is here with us. Sorry for the bad news.
Yeah, join us on the show at 314-436-7900. By the way, nobody irritates me more than somebody who says, oh, it's 70 degrees on Christmas Day.
Right?
Oh, how nice. No, it's not nice. It's terrible. It's not supposed to be 70 degrees at the end of December. Get lost.
I think it's off-putting.
It's so off-putting.
Yeah.
Watch the show on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. We are on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
I have more bad news, Amy. We're being sued by China.
For a
lot. The state of Missouri is being sued by China for $50 billion.
Wow.
Can't wait to see that one go through.
Well, I have great news. St. Louis City SC has officially appointed Yoan DeMay as the new city head coach.
I have more bad news. The Blues host the Jets tonight.
No.
is that not bad news?
I think it's good news. Here's the thing. The Blues have not been able to string together a lot of wins, but they also haven't been able to string together a ton of losses, so I think it's time for a win.
You know what? Might as well alternate if we're going to do that.
Yeah, and it's Winnipeg. The gateway
More like
to the
Lose-a-peg, right?
Bronge.
What?
Not today. Not this early.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
I just can't handle it today. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, you're not in the mood. You're not in the mood for it. Well, welcome into the show. We love having you, as Amy said.
And we also have another good news, bad news. This is an emotional roller coaster. This is good radio. You know what I mean? You take people
ups
for a
downs,
real ride.
Ups and downs. Yeah. People are turning off because they can't stand it. I can't take it. I can't take the mood swings.
I can't take... This is an emotional roller coaster. So the good news is Savannah Louie, former KSDK news anchor.
Oh, she's crushing it on Survivor.
She made it to the finale, and the finale is tonight.
Yep.
Savannah Louie, former KSDK news anchor, made it to the finale of Survivor. The bad news is it's going to be interrupted by a presidential address.
Come on. Come on. Well,
doesn't it feel like this Survivor episode will be a YouTube video that you're watching and then it's interrupted by an ad and you can't skip it?
Yeah. Well, that's why you get YouTube Premium. I
do
pay
you have
for the
YouTube
premium just for that. I do.
How much is premium?
I don't know.
Because regular is insane. I think it's $89 a month for regular. I think it is.
$89?
It's in the 80s.
Drew is telling me it's $12.99, $13.
That's not true.
It's more than 13 bucks?
Are you talking about YouTube or YouTube TV?
No.
YouTube? I have YouTube TV. That's different.
Oh.
But YouTube Premium allows you to watch YouTube without ads.
I didn't even know that existed.
You can. Here's the reason I got it. Because you can listen to like music or a podcast or whatever. You don't have to have the screen on. You could turn it off. Because it used to be that you had to keep the screen on YouTube running. So you got premium that it can run in the background.
That's what I feel like this finale of Survivor will feel like. You're watching it, you're so excited, and then you get interrupted by presidential address and you can't skip it. So then you watch it, and it will be in the middle, and they're going to pause the episode of Survivor and then go back to finish up the episode.
Now, that's one I've not heard of before. Usually, am I wrong that if there's a presidential address or there's something else that happens, breaking news,
you just miss it?
You just miss whatever, because it still is happening in the background.
That's a great point. I know when it is a local news break-in, you do miss it. Because one time, Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda Kotb on their show, they did like Friday makeovers, and we had like a tornado warning during the Friday makeover, right? And I mean the second they were about to do the big reveal. And here she is, local meteorologist, pops up on the screen, tells you about the tornado. You miss it. And apparently that meteorologist got a lot of hate emails after that. It was right with the big reveal.
Yeah, but it's a tornado.
Yeah.
It's tornado a
tornado warning or storm warning. It was some kind of meteorological event.
That's okay. So that's a real thing where people get upset about any sort of event, TV show, whatever, being preempted for breaking weather news. Well, that's like the job. That's like the main job of a local news station. A local TV channel is there to keep you safe, right? I mean, it's not the main job. Main job is to make some money. But the other part of it is, I mean,
we're entertainers first. Our boss makes that clear.
Oh, yeah. But there is also a duty to inform people that they might potentially be in danger.
I feel like with the news, that is their first job.
Well, the news for sure.
Yeah.
But the network itself, the local.
Okay. Going back to the YouTube premium, Robert doesn't get it. He said, so with YouTube premium, I don't have to look at YouTube people?
No, Robert, that's not what that means. We're not advertising. I mean, we will read some advertising.
We'd like to.
We'd love to. But no, what it means is you will not be interrupted by ads.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what he's saying. He's saying that you can run YouTube in the background, so he could turn his phone, like the screen, off, and he could still listen to the show.
What?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what YouTube Premium, one of the things it does. That's why I paid for it.
Will you read Harambe's text? Harambe checked in.
Why? Because you won't?
Yeah, what is he referring to?
He's talking about the new head coach of City SC, Yoan DeMay. And Harambe says, I believe it's pronounced damn it. It isn't. It's spelled D-A-M-E-T. There is a press conference today at 1 o'clock, which I believe we will be airing on 104.1 FM KMOX, the introduction of the new head coach of City SC, Yoan DeMay.
It's a fancy name.
And we're also going to talk to Dale Shilley at 9:30 because we want to get a soccer expertise on this. I am interested as to why. I mean, I'd like to know what the thought process, the hiring process is, because it seems like the guy they, you know, took over or that took over
was
in the middle
Critchley?
Of the season, Critchley,
yeah.
seemed to do okay. And then last year, there was another interim head coach, seemed to do okay.
Who was the handsome man that was difficult to fire?
Olaf.
Olaf, yeah. Melberg. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Very good looking
was
guy.
Was he before Critchley?
Yes. So Critchley took over for
him. I do think it's hard. I think it would be difficult to fire someone like Olaf.
But City SC is not promoting from within when it comes to this job. So, and I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I mean, yeah. I do think a lot of times you want to get somebody from the outside. But oh. I will be curious to get Dale's thoughts.
You mentioned this in the top three. Wanted to... hit on it a little bit in this first segment here. So Missouri Attorney General Katherine Hanaway announced yesterday that China has filed a $50 billion lawsuit against Missouri. So it was filed on behalf of the People's Government of Wuhan Municipality, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And the complaint declares Missouri to be, quote, an economic and reputational threat to the People's Republic of China.
Oh.
End quote.
Okay.
So this filing comes after Hanaway tried to seize Chinese assets because the Missouri Attorney General's office noted that earlier this year, the state secured $24 billion judgment against China, the Chinese Communist Party, and related entities because of COVID. And how China handled the COVID outbreak and how they delayed response to the COVID outbreak, delayed knowledge about the outbreak. The WHO knew about it and there was all this secrecy and hiding. And because of the damage done to the state of Missouri, there's two sides of this that I would want to note. Here's my first thought. It seems silly that the state of Missouri was suing China and China is suing Missouri, and you can kind of laugh out at it. But I actually, as someone who's not the attorney general, I don't mind that Missouri said, you know what? We are suing China. They're the ones that lied about this. They're the ones that started all this in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and it really hurt the state of Missouri. You hurt our businesses. You hurt our people. You hurt our communities. We want some money out of this. I actually don't mind that reasoning, and someone could come at me legally and tell me why I'm insane for that. But if Missouri were to secure the $24 billion judgment, and you could say, all right, China owns these buildings in Missouri, China owns this land in Missouri, which it does, we're taking it back. You owe us because of what happened. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it either. I would like to see how... if the judgment does come back in the state's favor, the sort of teeth the judgment will have in them being able to reclaim their property, reclaim their land, or reclaim whatever buildings are built on that property. So I don't know. I have a lot of skepticism that anything is really going to come of
this.
But
if the attorney general said that the state did secure it, that means they won it. They secured the $24 billion judgment.
Well, they secured the judgment.
Yes. So now they have to execute seizing the land. Yes.
There's a difference between being awarded $1 million and actually collecting $1 million, which in a lot of cases we've seen people for, you know, malpractice or like the hot coffee lady. Everybody knows about the hot coffee lady from the 90s who did not get whatever the judgment was. I think it was something like $10 million. She didn't actually end up with $10 million. It was much, much less than that. So, that'll be a really interesting fight.
Yeah. So, it'll be interesting. Like you said, I'm not against it. Yeah. The state was hurt. We have a texter who asks, is Missouri the only state suing China? Are there other states? Right now, I know Missouri did, as we just said. I think Mississippi might be. But I might need to update my information. But Missouri is the one I know for sure, and I think Mississippi might have one coming, but I'm not exactly sure.
It'll be something to follow, and of course we will be doing that here on 104.1 FM KMOX. It is the Chris and Amy Show. As I mentioned, Dale Shilley will be with us at 9:30 today, and also we have tickets to give away for the Let It Be Christmas That is the rock opera, which is happening at the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center. It's coming up on December 23rd. That's a Beatles performance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the actual Beatles. Also, we have tickets for the auto show, the St. Louis Auto Show. Giving those away,
too. A lot of stuff.
You've got to be listening for your opportunity to win on KMOX.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 KMOX, sponsored by Telly Tire and Auto Centers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, thank you to Jerry Kelly, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing.
Our people.
Our people for continuing their 100 acts of kindness. And they have bought donuts, Ranch.
Lots of donuts.
Lots of donuts for some local fire stations, for some local firehouses. So the firehouse in Clayton, the Richmond Heights, and Maplewood fire stations will all be getting donuts soon. In the next few hours.
Yeah, today. They're going to get
we
those donuts.
We might help deliver some donuts.
All right, we'll take some donuts.
We're going to deliver some donuts. But thank you to Jerry Kelly for their 100 acts of kindness. And just this whole idea of doing little things to brighten someone's day. It doesn't have to be a huge act. It could simply be opening a door for somebody or giving a compliment or buying donuts.
Or...
yeah.
If they cut you off in traffic, not swearing at them or giving them the middle finger.
True. Ranj tends to focus on an act of kindness, which is a non-act of meanness, like not robbing a bank. That was your first idea.
Yes.
I don't know if that's quite it. It's close. You're close.
It is kind to not rob a bank.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's also pretty low standard.
Well, we're not setting the bar too high on the kindness, right? It could be anything.
It could be anything. But thank you to Jerry Kelly. And I know they are very, very passionate, too, about the Alzheimer's Association. They were there at the Alzheimer's Walk, have been raising money for that. And so, yeah, thank you to Jerry Kelly today for bringing donuts to our awesome firefighters.
That'll be a good time today.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
Yep.
Jerry Kelly's the best. And they're always keeping us informed when the seasons change.
So I missed it, didn't I?
Yeah, you missed it.
Because we had such a great conversation about air conditioning and the heat and your furnace.
Yep.
But I didn't.
We had a good conversation about
the winter. So what's the ideal temperature? What should I keep my furnace at?
There is no ideal, Amy. It's whatever you're comfortable at.
I don't buy that. I feel like that's not true.
Well, I'll tell you this. For the first time, and I know a lot of people are going to hear this and go, wow, you're lucky. My electricity bill had been in the $40 range for the last several months. And then it jumped to 140, 145 this past month. Okay. So it's
because your place was ridiculously cool, right?
It was very cool
during
in
the summer.
Naturally.
Because he lives in a cave. He lives in Merrimack Caverns.
Yes. With all the bats. I don't know. Are there bats in there? I don't know.
I don't hope not.
So I have electricity for heat. You know, I don't have a gas heat situation. And I keep my temperature at like 66 degrees, 66, 67. And it still went up to 130.
That's interesting. So I need to separate my electric bill. I have a utility bill in the woods of Kirk. They lump it all together. So you have water and electricity and all of that. But I did notice that my electricity bill went down because I have gas heat. But I keep my house pretty cold.
Yeah.
Like I'll keep it at 65 and then I sleep with it at like 63.
So I do wish we had a gas situation at the house. But, you know, I'll take what I can get. At least I have heat. I'm satisfied with that.
Wow.
I know that we will not have an explosion at the house. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I know. We have a texter said, most people don't keep their heat on 68 degrees. That's like air conditioning. I would keep my heat on 73. Oh, that's so hot.
That's very hot. And it's expensive, too.
It is expensive. This is a weird thing. So my grandparents, I was very fortunate to have all four grandparents until I was in my mid-20s, early 20s. That's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And we would always go to my mom's parents' house. I mean, ever since I was little, and we would play tennis, and grandma would make food, and my grandpa would push us on they had a weeping willow tree and a swing, so he'd push us on the swing. And they were just very active, and I never thought of them as old. And I remember the first time that I thought, I think Papa and Grandma are getting old. It's when we went to their house in the winter, and they kept it at 83.
Oh, my God.
It was so hot.
In the winter?
Yes, and I think they were cold. Is that a thing?
Old people being cold?
Well, yes. I know that's a thing, but is it a thing to be that cold?
No.
And they were healthy. It wasn't like they were wasting away. They were very independent and healthy. But I remember telling my grandma, Grandma, I'm really hot.
83?
And she said, she told me, she's like, well, when people get older, they get cold, so suck it up, Buttercup.
They would love the KMOX studio.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well.
So there's that.
So I, hopefully we can all stay relatively warm here, but not too warm. You don't want to be hot. You don't want to be like
You can always
hot.
Put on more clothes. You can only take so many clothes off.
That's right. Amy Marks Kors, when we come back, we're going to talk to Dale Shilley, who is our City SC Academy Director and broadcaster on Y98. That is our sister station. And he is on the call for City Games. They have hired a new head coach, and we will talk to Dale about it.
Hey, City fans, you and Amir here. Excited for 2026. Looking forward to seeing you all at the stadium.
Well, Dale Shilley joins us now. He is St. Louis City SC Academy Director, broadcaster on Y98. He joins us all the time during the soccer season.
Soccer season's been over for a bit.
Well, so we haven't talked to him in a while, but
didn't
we're talking.
Go great, so we're glad to have him now.
And we're talking with Dale Shilley now because City SC has got itself a new coach.
Yes, we do. And if you remember last time, I think I couldn't hear the calls coming, so I was late getting on. So this time I was sitting here waiting for 15 minutes so I could talk to you guys.
Aww.
Hey, we appreciate that, man.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I think we owed you one.
Yeah.
So what do we know about the new coach, Yohan DeMay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's young. He's been coaching for a while. I mean, I think 20 years is what I've seen. He's had a fairly long stint in the MLS as assistant coach at various teams, but I think the biggest thing is he's worked under a guy named Wilfred Nancy, who's one of the better coaches, has been highly successful over the last few years here, with Columbus, and with Greg Vanney, who won an MLS Cup out in Los Angeles, and just two of the better coaches in the league, and he's had a long tenure in that time, and has had some successes with them. I mean, Columbus Crew, I think, underneath him, when he was with them, won the MLS Cup. So he's had some experiences for a young coach and worked with high-level players and been coaching for a long time.
What about style of play, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, reading what you guys have read, knowing a little bit about, knowing a lot about where he came from in Columbus. One, there's still this high energy pressing, get the ball back, but there's more of let's keep the ball and try to use the ball to create chances rather than just, trying to get to the goal as quick as possible. So I think our fans, knowing the St. Louis fans and the soccer people here in the community, they love the high energy piece. They weren't so enthused about how quickly we try to get the goal and how risky we were in possession. They would like to see more of us on the ball. So I think it's a good mix. I think fans will find it entertaining, especially if it looks similar to what we saw in Columbus.
Dale, how much, if any, of an advantage is it to have a coach who does have MLS experience?
I think it is. It is important because you know the level. You know what it's like to play with those or to coach those players, the players of a high level that have the ability to move on to an overseas roster, or players that have come from overseas into your roster. So I think the two advantages are, knowing the league is one, and then, having the experience of working with high level players is important. So having those number of years is, an important factor. And I think just being in that locker room of a team that's won the MLS Cup, won a League's Cup, those are really important factors to know that you're that guy. His reputation is also of a high tactician. So a guy that, understands the game, understands the X's and O's, a good communicator, a good educator with the guys in the team to help, move them along. So, from what I'm reading and from what I'm understanding from coaches or from former players that have played for him, he's got some qualities that people like. They enjoy playing for him and thought that he did a really good job.
Just out of curiosity, as a coach over in, say, a league like the Premier League or even another league in Europe, and then coming over to coach in the MLS, what kind of challenges or differences would that coach see?
Yeah, big challenges. So, I think to your initial question about what does how important is experience in the MLS, and then when you compare that to the experience of coaches overseas before they come over here and what the challenges are, the first one is just plain geographic. Mm-hmm. Traveling, and being a hockey person, what it's like when the Blues go on a three-game swing or a two-game swing to the West Coast, how difficult those games are, for soccer players and for St. Louis City. We would fly to Vancouver on a Friday, play on a Saturday immediately after the game, maybe not Vancouver because of customs, but Seattle, hop on a plane after the game and fly back and arrive back in St. Louis at 6 a.m. So that wear and tear on a player over the course of the year is big. From a tactical side, The game is played a little bit differently. Here in the States, it's more transitional. It's back and forth. It's more athletic. The game looks different than it does overseas, where in Europe at the higher levels, the game's more tactical. They may be in possession in the front half for longer periods of time and trying to figure out how to open a team up rather than going back and forth and making the game more transitional. So the game looks different for sure.
Talking with Dale Shilley on KMOX, and this is now, I guess, the second time the City FC has had an interim head coach who was from within, and they opted to go, actually, I guess it would be the third time, that they've opted to go somewhere else, go outside the organization and bring in a guy from another place. Why not hang on to Critchley when they had the opportunity, or John Hackworth when he also served as interim head coach?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not part of those decisions, so I don't know why. I'm not in those discussions. I just know that both guys stepped up, Critch and Hack both stepped up and did really good jobs, when the opportunity came to them, and did everything they could to represent the organization, do a good job with the players, continue to help them develop and grow. So why? That I'm not sure. I just know that both of them did a credible job with the work that they did. And John moved on now and is in the college game and is happy with where he's at and what he's doing. And, hopefully Critch finds a way here in the club and sticks it out. But he's got an awesome future in front of him. Consider him a good friend as we worked together in the academy for a handful of years. And, looking forward to seeing how he continues his growth and keeps developing as a coach, because he's got a future.
Dale, we're kind of curious now that they have a new sporting director. They've got a new head coach now. So is it sort of a reset for us about what the expectation should be in terms of how quickly they should win again? Because if we all remember, we talked about it a lot, how it was said before last season that the playoffs were a must, that they must get back to the postseason. So does that timeline change now with a new head coach and a new sporting director?
I don't know. I mean, I think today they're announcing Johan as the coach, and I think there's a press conference at 1:00. I think some of those things will be discussed. I know that they're out looking for players now and, combing the international and national, the domestic markets to see who's available, who would be good fits, who can help, the roster and the quality of the roster. So I don't know. I don't know that, we spoke last year a number of times about how quickly can things turn around and can you really make the adjustment? And you can, how important is the roster? It's important. How important is leadership in the locker room and on the field? Just as important. So what are the new goals? Hopefully we hear some of that today. But it can get turned around. And it's, I would say we have a new coach, new sporting director. People are optimistic around here. And I think all of us are looking forward to, the start of the new season and what that brings, what a fresh set of eyes bring and a little bit of a new direction and a little bit of an addition in the style of play. Will it help us get more results?
What do you think we should expect, those of us observing from the outside?
I would think that you're going to see more of the ball. You're going to see us in the front half of the field more often in possession. We'll continue to create chances and, just listening and knowing how Columbus played and talking to some of the former players of Johan's, I think it's going to be a pacey, exciting style of play. So I think it'll be good for the fans. I think they'll love it.
Dale, I don't know how much you were following St. Louis University men's soccer. I hate to put you on the spot here, but I was watching the game last weekend of the Billikens in the Final Four. They ended up losing to NC State. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but they've now had 52 overall NCAA tournament appearances, which is an NCAA record, and Their fourth place ranking is the highest since 1997.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Unbelievable accomplishment Kevin Kalish and his staff and the players. We're super excited about their successes and how that went for them. And did I follow them? You better believe it. We have seven kids over there playing.
That's right.
So we were watching every game. I missed the NC State game because I was traveling, but all the games leading up to it, certainly we're watching and keeping notes on the guys and watching Kevin and his group succeed. And we would talk, via text after games and before games. And those guys did a great job and have done a great job for years. Kevin's been building that program. I mean, we worked together at Scott Gallagher back in the early days, and he has developed that program and kind of resurrected it, and he's doing a great job. And hopefully, this is just something that we're going to continue to see for the upcoming years, the successes of that group, and us, having players there that we can watch closely and watch their development before we get them back over here.
Yeah, it was, we were at a Christmas party last weekend. That game was on TV. The whole room was cheering. And a couple of people said, wait, what is this? Like, this is the Final Four. Like, not the NIT or whatever. I mean, and nothing wrong with that, but I mean, this was the Final Four. And to see SLU play in that big of a game was really, really exciting. So yeah, very, very cool. Congratulations to all your guys.
Yeah, and the fact that they had to play NC State in North Carolina, that doesn't make it any easier. And NC State, I think, is the final tonight, or no, it was played. I don't even know who won. That's how closely I was following SLU versus all the other groups. But to play NC State in North Carolina, difficult to deal with that situation, but great year by the guys, and super excited for Kevin and the staff.
Dale Shilley, look forward to talking soccer with you when the season starts back up in, like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it feels like it seems like, yeah, just like we just got off the phone the other day when I was missing your calls. And you're looking forward to continuing to answer the phone on time.
Well, we can't wait to have you back.
Yep.
Thank you, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Thank you.
City SC Academy Director and broadcaster on Y98, Dale Shilley. Also, I lied. We are not airing the press conference at 1 o'clock. However, we will be covering it. We're going to have everybody there. Jen Cease will be there. Drew Young's going to be there. Who else is going to be there? We're going to send Matt Pajeski there.
Yes. We'll be at the fire stations.
Yeah, we're going to be giving out donuts.
Yeah. Thanks to Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing.
That's right. They bought a bunch of donuts for us to give out to fire stations today, so we're doing that. This is KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Ranj, Dictionary Awards season continues. Now, Cambridge...
There's a season for it?
Mm-hmm. End of the year. Right now, you know. Cambridge made their word of the year parasocial, as in parasocial relationships on social media and the internets. Oxford, did I talk to you about this? Maybe it was Michael Kelly. Oxford's word of the year, rage bait. Two words.
I don't think we talked about this.
Okay. Dictionary.com, not a real thing. Their word of the year was 6-7.
Oh, God.
That's all right. Depressing. So yep. Merriam-Webster just announced its own word of the year yesterday. The word is slop. The word originated in the 1700s to describe soft mud, and it's evolved into how people describe particularly poor work generated by AI today, as in, ugh, that's just a bunch of AI slop.
All right, now that makes sense. There is a lot of AI slop out there.
I think dictionary.com should be canceled for making the numbers 6-7 their word of the year. They should be canceled. Cancel dictionary.com.
Speaking of...
canceling?
AI slop. I saw this screenshot today. Oh, let me see if I can find it again. But you just brought it up, so now I'm thinking of it. I'm not going to be able to. But somebody did an AI, because I can't remember exactly where it came from. But it was a screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said the prompt to AI was, show me a graphic of all of the World Series champions going back to like 1986 or something. And a bunch of the names were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the years were wrong. Instead of the Cardinals, it said the St. Louis Red.
Really?
Yeah. And then for the Cubs, it was Chicago City.
What?
It was like, yeah.
Do you
like
remember
it had...
how the question was phrased?
No.
Because,
no.
So my friend was trying to figure out how many goalies have won 16 postseason games in a single postseason.
Okay.
Meaning it's the Stanley Cup winning goalie if that goalie started every game, as Jordan Binnington did. He played every game. He got a win in every game. And but that's happened before.
Yeah.
And however he worded the question, it said Jordan Binnington is the only goaltender to secure 16 wins in a single postseason. So he sent me the screenshot and said, that can't possibly be right. They said, no, it's not right. I think he is maybe the only rookie goaltender to have done it. I would need to double check that. But he phrased the question several different ways, and he said, I got everything between one and like 67 goalies
awesome.
Who have done it. So you really, and eventually it did get the right answer, but how you phrase your question really changes the AI result.
Yeah, I don't know what the exact prompt was. I just know that it had names wrong. It had names of teams
That's
wrong.
That's weird. Chicago City.
Chicago City.
Is that any team? Is there any team called the Chicago City?
No. No, that doesn't even exist. But for the Cardinals, it said St. Louis Red.
The singular red.
Yeah, just the singular red. Bad news for those of you who have been on Pornhub. Although, if you have been on it, you can't be on it anymore in Missouri because they've taken that away from you.
I thought it was underage.
No, I think it's they've completely shut down operations, I think.
Okay.
Because they wanted age verification or something.
That's what it is. I knew it had something to do with age. And because Pornhub wouldn't do it, they shut it out of the state.
So, a TechCrunch, you know, the outlet TechCrunch, had determined that a safety or a breach of information happened. And whoever this hacking group was mm-hmm. able to find registered email addresses, location, activity type. What videos and channels you may have watched. This isn't good for those
Serves
of you who've
right.
been on on the Pornhub. It's going to be out there.
You reap what you sow, buddy.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Anyway.
Did you know they were initially going to call it a hub of porn?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.